and a cheerful greeting to all those tuned to the Mission Trail broadcast. It gives me great pleasure to be coming your way once again by means of radio. Did you ever hear that old expression that an idle mind is the devil's workshop? Well, at this time, I've chosen to speak to you about idleness. But first, let me explain. There is an extreme both ways. One can be idle and never accomplish very much, if anything, for the Lord. And another can be so busy that he doesn't take time to hear the voice of the Lord speak to him. Either one of these things is not good. Martha was cumbered about much serving, while Mary chose to sit and learn at Jesus' feet. The good part which Mary chose was not taken away from her, while Martha perhaps thought she was doing service for the Lord. And no doubt she was. And yet she would have been better off if she had listened to the voice of Jesus. But let us give our attention now directly to the thought of idleness. I do believe the enemy takes advantage of those who are idle and uses them many times for a cause which is not good. Here's the text. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So first, let us consider the business end of this thing. Did you know that a business which is neglected soon comes to naught? All that is necessary to be involved in a business failure is just do nothing. Now, if that seems strong language to you, listen to these verses. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou rise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Now, what do you think of that? Did you know that was Scripture? Well, it is, and it's found in Proverbs 6:6-11. This Scripture points out that the ant has no overseer, no ruler, and yet he works diligently to gather his food in summer. Work is not something to worry about. It's something which, if well done, brings a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. A sense of usefulness puts meaning into life. A useful life is worth living. Something to do. What a joy, a responsibility, a trust, a commitment. This is real life. Man was intended to know the experience of achievement. Laziness is a most certain peace destroyer. It is the beginning of the end. Life should not be overwrought, or that is, one should not overwork, but activity is necessary to growth. Letting down is dangerous. It is the same in our entire being, consisting of body, mind, and soul. Physical laziness is a disgrace. Mental laziness is a tragedy. And spiritual laziness is a heartache and brings sorrow and destruction. You should thank God every morning when you get up that you have something to do that day which must be done. Now look at this. Did you know that a man who is too lazy to work should not eat? That is Bible. Here it is in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. The next verse goes on to point out the thing which idleness so often causes. Listen to this 11th verse. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. So really, it does seem that idleness is the devil's workshop after all. Listen to what the wise man said in Proverbs 24. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Here's another in Proverbs 19:15. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Listen now to what 1 Timothy 5:13 has to say about this type of people. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. So you see, when one has nothing to do and is idle, they often meddle into affairs which do not belong to them at all. It's not hard to tell what kind of a farmer one is when you look at his house, fences, barns, and fields. Listen to this verse. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. Ecclesiastes 10:18. I want to give you this poem. A work done. The leaves are falling from flower and tree. They're saying to you and saying to me, we've done our work on mountain Lee. Hast thou done thine? We've drained the nectar from sun and air. We've given shade with these limbs now bare. We've painted the hills and pigments rare from hand divine. And what hast thou done, O human soul, thy heart that grieves? And when thy years to a close are brought, thy maker will ask if thou hast wrought as much for the world in hope and thought as the falling leaves. Friends, did you ever have any experience with honeybees? Did you ever notice how they work so hard during the spring and summer months? And did you know this? The average life of a worker bee is only a few weeks during the working season. But is this not what the Bible teaches? Let me give it to you right here from Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. The Apostle Paul taught the same thing by repeating the words of Jesus. Listen, I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. So friends, if you're discouraged and don't know what to do, go to work with faith in God. Trust him for the results of your labors. Sow the gospel seed in every nook and corner. Brighten others' lives by the sunshine which you radiate. You might remember this poem too. A worker's prayer. Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thy erring children, lost and lone. Oh, lead me, Lord, that I may lead the wandering and the wavering feet, and lead me forth that I may feed the hungering ones with manna sweet. Oh, strengthen me, that while I stand firm on the rock and strong in thee, I may stretch out a loving hand to wrestlers with the troubled sea. Oh, teach me, Lord, that I may teach the precious things thou dost impart, and wing my words that they may reach the hidden depths of many a heart. Oh, fill me with thy fullness, Lord, until my very heart overflows in kindling thought and glowing word, thy love to tell, thy praise to show. Oh, use me, Lord, use even me, just as thou wilt, and when and where, until thy blessed face I see, thy rest, thy joy, thy glory share. Selected. Let us pray. Our Father, bless the words of the message today to every listener. May it bring comfort to the discouraged and cause those who are careless to awaken to their need and duty of being a worker for the Lord in the harvest, that many souls may see the light and be brought to thee before it is too late, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. In conclusion, let me leave this one other verse with you. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. John 9:4. Those, my friends, were the words of Jesus. Let us follow his example and be busy workers for him. This broadcast has been brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We desire your prayers and cooperation as we endeavor to spread the word of the Lord, which will bring salvation to everyone that believeth. If we may be of any help to you, write us a letter and address it to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here's a song When I looked up and he looked down, the singers are Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Manuel Mitchell.
I was wandering far from Jesus in the paths of sin and shame.
When I looked up, and he looked down,
I had never sought salvation, never trusted in his name.
When I looked up, and he looked down, and
praise the Lord,
I really am heaven bound.
When I looked up, and he looked down, and some of these days I know I'll wear a crown. I had reached a sorry station in this wilderness below.
When I looked up, and he looked down,
I had wasted all my substance and my hope was sinking low.
When I looked up, and he looked down, and
praise the Lord,
I really am heaven bound.
Yes, I looked up, and he looked down, and some of these days I know I'll wear a crown.
Be with us again next week at this same time on this same station for another broadcast of the Mission Trail. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very cheerful goodbye.